Amongst the dynamic landscape that is running a business, small business owners face a ton of challenges daily that demand effective goal-setting strategies to drive growth and ensure success. One such strategy in the world of setting goals that proves to have a significant impact and one that has been supportive of the ever-changing climate that we exist in is the strategy of setting 90-day goals. This approach, which involves defining and pursuing objectives with a 3-month time frame, offers several advantages tailored to the unique needs and constraints of small businesses. In this episode, I wanted to delve into the reasons behind the effectiveness of this 90-day goal setting strategy, along with the types of financial goals that can be highly effective in this strategy. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now, financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. As a financial coach, it's my job to help small business owners navigate the complex landscapes of financial management and growth. I certainly understand that in the ever-evolving world of business owners, success requires more than just number crunching. It actually demands things like strategic planning, adaptability, and a clear roadmap to achieve both short-term wins and your long-term goals. Therefore, introducing small business owners to the powerful concept such as that of the 90-day goal-setting strategy can be a real game-changer, enabling them to adopt a real focused effort on their goals, make informed decisions, which you know I love, and lay a solid foundation for growth. In my role, I've encountered individuals who are passionate about their business, but often find themselves overwhelmed by the magnitude of tasks and uncertainty about where to allocate their resources. The 90-day goal setting strategy offers a structured approach that aligns perfectly to empower business owners to take control of their financial future planning. This strategy actually goes beyond the conventional approach of this annual planning that, you know, is often talked about by breaking down the journey into more manageable segments. It recognizes that while long-term vision is critical, of course, real tangible progress and adaptability are equally as vital. So by recommending and guiding my clients to set clear, achievable goals for each 90-day cycle, it provides them with a sense of direction, purpose, and most importantly, milestones that are within their reach. As these goals are inherently tied to their financial goals, together we can facilitate a comprehensive approach to financial planning that accounts for both this immediate need in the business and the long-term growth. Furthermore, as a financial coach, I understand that learning is a continuous process. The 90-day goal setting strategy that I love not only encourages action, but also emphasizes reflection, which of course, you know, measurement, reflection, all of those things are definitely things that I'm passionate about when running a business. So this built-in feedback loop prompts business owners to evaluate their achievements, analyze the impact of their efforts, and most importantly, refine their strategies accordingly. So by integrating this reflection into your journey, you're becoming equipped with the skills to learn from both successes and, need I say it, setbacks, ensuring that any financial decision that you make becomes increasingly informed and even more so strategic over time. So let me put it this way. Imagine your business journey as a series of steps. Each step takes you closer to your bigger vision, which is like the destination you want to reach. Now, instead of trying to leap to the final destination all at once, a 90-day goal-setting strategy suggests that you break your journey into smaller, more manageable parts, like mini destinations, if you will. And if you've been with me a while, you know I'm a huge fan of breaking most tasks up into mini, more manageable tasks. And this strategy is no different. So here's how it works. You start by thinking about your ultimate goal for the entire year, you know, your big vision. This big vision is where you want your business to be by the end of the year. It could be something like, or something as simple as, increasing your sales, launching a new product, or expanding into a new market. Then, with the big decision in mind, you plan out what you want to achieve during the whole year. Yes, my friend, I'm talking about that annual plan. And in that annual plan, you should be highlighting some major milestones that will help you reach that big vision that you started with. Instead of trying to tackle the whole entire year at once, this strategy enables you to focus on just the next 90 days, 3 months, where you set smaller goals that will contribute to your bigger vision. These goals should be, of course, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. My friend, they are those SMART goals that we know about. If you don't know about SMART goals, I actually have something coming out very, very soon about SMART goals and how you can actually build your SMART goals up in your business. So stay tuned for that, but I digress. So now that you've identified or focused in on those 90 days and set smaller goals to contribute to this bigger vision, those SMART goals that we talk about, now it's time during these 90 days to put your energy into achieving those smaller goals, because you now know that each of those smaller goals will reach that bigger vision that you're talking about. So you should be at this time working on the tasks and strategies that are going to help you achieve those smaller goals during that 90-day period. I will say here that you must be flexible and open to changes, because sometimes, of course, like everything in business, unexpected things will happen during this time. So you need to work through your goals, but be able to adapt in the event that something changes. Once the 90 days are up, it's time to now look back. Did you achieve your goals? What worked well? What could have been improved? You need to use this reflection to help you learn from your experiences and then, of course, adjust your strategies for the next 90 days. So this reflection is key in this part of the strategy and making it work. So once you've reflected on the 90 days, it is now time to set new goals for the next 90 days. And these new goals should build upon what you've already learned and keep you moving forward towards that big vision. So it's kind of like we're now on repeat. I want to say here that while long-term goals provide a sense of direction, shorter timeframes like 90 days offer distinct benefits for small business owners in particular. First, the relatively concise period of 90 days reduces the scope for procrastination and actually should enhance your focus on these tasks. Business owners are more likely to stay motivated and engaged when they can see the finish line. Am I right? And that finish line becomes more motivating and more engaging when it's within a reasonable time frame. The shorter time frame allows us to quickly adapt in response to changes in things like market conditions, emerging trends, and unexpected challenges. Now, we all know that that's prevalent in the way we are running our businesses right now. So this agility, being agile, is critical in this stage for small business owners striving to stay competitive and to stay in business in such changing times. So when thinking about the types of goals you can set within this type of strategy, of course, financial objectives are close to my heart. and actually should be close to the heart of any business owner. Therefore, I thought I would take this time to discuss some of the most valuable and impactful that might be of interest to you. So setting financial goals within a 90-day timeframe can provide substantial measurable results and also continue to encourage this sense of accomplishment. So my friend, I want you to grab a pen because here are some really simple examples of the types of financial goals that you can set. First, I want to start with things like revenue growth because who doesn't love it when our revenue grows? Of course, increasing revenue is a fundamental goal for any business, I'm sure. A small retailer, for example, might aim to boost sales by 15% within 90 days through things like targeted marketing campaigns, expanding product offerings, or having some sort of strategic partnership set up. Having this short-term focus allows a business owner like that to assess the effectiveness of their strategies and pivot if needed. And it's achievable in that 90 days because you have that opportunity to be effective. Next up, another financial goal you can set is cost control. So for many small businesses, managing costs is paramount to maintaining profitability. An example of this could be that a restaurant owner may set a goal to reduce overall operating costs by 10%. Whether you're a restaurant owner or not, I think we're all trying to reduce operating costs by 10%. But in 10% in 3 months by, you know, potentially optimizing supply chains, renegotiating some contracts with their suppliers, or implementing different types of practices to be able to control the costs that come into their businesses. And this 90-day timeline, again, encourages some swift action and real results. Of course, who doesn't love to acquire new customers? That's another type of financial goal you can set for yourself. How do you do that? Small businesses thrive on customer loyalty and, of course, new customers. A digital marketing agency, for example, might establish a goal to secure 10 new clients within 90 days. And they may do this by leveraging things like social media campaigns, referral programs, and targeted outreach. This goal is specifically time-bound, one of those SMART goals that we talked about, and it can motivate you to pursue opportunities rapidly, I think, during this time. So having that real targeted approach can potentially achieve those results that you're looking to achieve very quickly. And of course, one that's near and dear to my heart is cash flow improvement. We all know I'm a big advocate for maintaining a healthy cash flow because it is critical to sustaining our operations on a day-to-day basis. You know, you could set a goal, for example, to increase your cash reserves by 20% over 3 months by implementing, you know, anything from being efficient with your invoicing and your collections to making sure that your payments are going out on time and that you're taking advantage of any potential discounts that you might get for paying on time. This short time frame, especially when it comes to cash flow improvement, will encourage this urgency to optimize your cash flow management. And it's really handy to break it up into smaller pieces, especially in the cash flow space. Now, the 90-day strategy, I do want to say, is a great strategy, and I want to highlight why it will work for you too. It's a tangible process. 3 months is a sufficiently short enough period of time for business owners to really witness some concrete progress in their business, to really see what's happening. This tangible evidence that you're going to get can then, you know, boost your motivation, increase your confidence, and it can actually lay the foundations for continued growth in your business. It's adaptable. You know, we are living in a constantly evolving landscape as business owners. The 90-day strategy actually allows business owners to adjust strategies promptly based on market feedback and any emerging trends that you're seeing. This adaptability, I think, is vital for survival in today's markets. A shorter time frame also compels business owners to prioritize tasks and, of course, avoid distractions because Lord knows we all have them. It will encourage you to focus on high impact initiatives, things that are going to make a difference and that will directly contribute to achieving your goals. Within 90 days, small business owners can clearly measure the outcomes of their efforts. And Lord knows, I love a good measurement. You know, if a goal isn't achieved, valuable insights will be gained. It'll inform you of how to develop your future strategies and hopefully prevent from any ineffective tasks that you're going to, you know, that you're going to be able to identify in your business. And finally, a 90-day strategy can actually create a sense of urgency that will stimulate that motivation. And you're more likely to push yourself to your limits and stay committed when you can really see that finish line, when you can see those contributions. Now, whilst the merits of setting 90-day goals for small business owners are evident, it would be remiss of me not to acknowledge the complementary role that annual plans play in ensuring sustainable growth and strategic planning. Annual plans provide the overarching vision, remember, the big vision, and they do still provide direction that guide the business's trajectory over a course of 12 months. They serve as a bigger picture, outlining the broader objectives and the long-term aspirations that your business aims to achieve. Annual plans allows business owners to take a step back and really consider how they need to facilitate identifying things like key milestones, major initiatives, critical resources required that are required to fulfill their company goals. By identifying these overarching objectives, annual plans create the framework for being able to prioritize, allocate resources, and that whole strategic decision-making process. They also offer valuable content for the execution of a 90-day goal strategy. Whilst having short-term goals enables responsiveness to immediate challenges and opportunities, an annual plan provides a strategic context that should actually guide those short-term actions. And by revisiting your annual goals on a regular basis, you can ensure that these 90-day goals are aligned with that broader vision, preventing you from becoming, need I say it, detached from your long-term strategy. The connection between annual plans and 90-day goals becomes particularly relevant. Regularly reviewing progress against annual goals allows businesses to assess whether they're on track to meet their broader objectives. If deviations arise, these reviews provide a chance to realign in a shorter period of time in that 90-day period to ensure that that larger vision still remains achievable. Annual plans serve as a touchstone for evaluating the relevance and the effectiveness of your 90-day goals. If the quarterly goal, 90 days, is realized to be misaligned with this overarching annual plan, you can adjust and make those adjustments and readjustments in a timely manner. This synergy ensures that smaller, more immediate goals contribute meaningfully to that strategic vision and prevent the business from drifting off course. You see, whilst 90-day goals offer agility and adaptability to small business owners, annual plans do provide the essential context and direction necessary to sustain growth and strategic alignment. So they underscore the importance of considering the bigger picture and long-term objectives. In essence, annual plans and quarterly goals work in tandem to create a dynamic framework that allows businesses to navigate the current markets that we're in and to ensure that their business survives. So in the world of small business, setting effective goals is paramount to success. The 90-day goal setting strategy offers small business owners like yourself a structured and actionable strategy to drive that growth, achieve financial milestones, and adapt to the changing environment as you go along. So by focusing on tangible objectives within a relatively short period of time, you can harness the benefits of being adaptable, being able to measure, and be motivated to continue to reach those bigger goals that you set for your business. So go forth, my friend, and set those goals. Get specific and give the next 90 days everything you have to contribute to those overarching goals that you have for your business. Until then, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website,
www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.